Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you're having a great day today. We are going to just shoot real, real straight today. We are going to talk about radical responsibility, and I'm going to share with you a super personal story about my marriage and not even a struggle in my marriage, but where I got slapped around in terms of radical responsibility by a very, very good girlfriend of mine. And it just goes to show why it's so important that we have people in our lives who challenge us especially when it's uncomfortable. This is such an important character trait to develop, and it's probably one of the hardest ones, this idea of radical responsibility, because it's uncomfortable to say, that was on me. Yes, there were circumstances that contributed, but ultimately, this is on me. My choices are on me. Doesn't matter what my spouse brings home. My choices are on me. Doesn't matter what my kid was eating. My choices are on me. Doesn't matter what was at the office. Doesn't matter that it was so-and-so's birthday party. I am responsible for my results, and I'm going to stop putting the blame and putting the responsibility on other people. So here's what happened. I've told parts of this story before, but the like short version backstory is that my husband was on vacation with a bunch of his guy friends for a friend's bachelor party. And I think they were gone for 5 or 6 days. And while I was here with the kids, one of our twins, one of our 18-month-old twins, got pretty darn sick to the point where urgent care called an ambulance. The ambulance took us to the hospital. Ultimately, the hospital discharged us. The next day, we were at a different hospital, and she needed round-the-clock care from me while we also have, of course, another 18-month-old and our two almost three-year-old. My husband and I were in communication the whole time, and there was one morning where I hadn't slept in, 3 days, or hadn't slept more than an hour or so, broken up over the night, and I was being super crabby with my husband. What I wanted from him, and this does tie into radical responsibility for our health, for our finances, for all these things, what I wanted from him was something along the lines of, hey, how are you doing? Are you okay? This must be hard. What can I do to be more supportive, right? And that's just not my husband, right? That's me looking at things through my lens, the way I would respond to things and projecting that onto somebody else, which, spoiler, is a recipe for unhappiness. Expecting ourselves and our behavior from another person is a recipe for being unhappy. And he was getting irritated with me for having an attitude. And at the same time, within a minute of this exchange with my husband, one of my girlfriends messaged me and said, hey, how are you doing this morning? Because she knew that Charlie was under the weather. And I said, oh, poor timing or something like that. I said, arguing with Chris about how, like, I'm ruining his vacation, something like that. I'm sure he did not say I'm ruining his vacation, but she said, tell me more. And I said, he's mad at me that I have an attitude and like he doesn't realize I haven't slept in 3 days. And she said, is he right? Now, most friends would be like, oh, he just doesn't get it. Guys, right? She said, is he right? And in that moment, it stung. In that moment, it hurt because I didn't want to be called out. We never want to be called out. I don't know anybody who's like, oh, yeah, I love getting called out. And so I said, yeah, he's right. I have an attitude. I haven't slept in 3 days. I'm exhausted. I'm stressed. It's scary having a sick kid. And she said, bring the attitude to me. He's in another country. There's nothing he can do. And you're not being fair. Again, in that moment, everything against me was screaming, fair? Who said it has to be fair? It's not fair that I'm here and he's on vacation. It's not fair that there's nothing he can do and all of this is on me. It's not fair that I haven't slept in 3 days. It's not fair that I have this traumatic history with my kids. But she was right. It wasn't right for me to have any expectation of him. Now, I know there are some of you listening being like, no, that's not true. He's your husband. He's their father. Da, 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 da. But here's what my girlfriend said to me. She said, the understanding when he went away with his friends is that what happens at home while he's away is 100% your responsibility and 0% his responsibility. There is nothing he can do, and there are people here who can help. And she's one of those people. But of course, my mom, you know, I'm very, very fortunate. And I don't discount that for a second, that my mother is local, that my in-laws for now are local. Not my in-laws for now, as in I'll have different in-laws later, as in they're local now, because I don't want that to get misunderstood. They're local for now. I had endless people that I could call if I just needed an extra set of hands, if I just needed to scream into a pillow. I had resources. And when she said that, hey, when you guys agreed that he was going to go, that meant it's 100% on you. Though it stung, I felt embarrassed. And I felt embarrassed because she was right and I want to do better. That the most loving and mature thing I could do is say, hey, I'm tired, babe. So if I'm a little snippy, like maybe we should just chat a little bit later. Everything's okay. Charlie's doing better. Because at that point, that was the truth, right? I'm not talking about lying. I've got the support of my mom. I've got the support of our friends. I've got the support of your parents. Like, of course, it's easier when you're here, but we hope that you have a great time. And like, let's talk a little later, because my mind's not in the right place right now. Radical responsibility. Like I said, there are so many friends who would have been like, oh, guys just don't get it. Being a dad is different. Or, oh, he's such a jerk. Or, really? He said that? But having a friend, having a family member, having a coach, having a mentor who says, are they right? Are you taking full responsibility for your part? And I wasn't. And if I could go back and do things differently, 100% I would. And that's hard. But it's also how we grow. Because you know what? The next time, even if he's not out of the country, even if he's out for a few hours and something goes wrong, or he's, you know, out golfing, I will do it differently. Because I had this opportunity to grow in my willingness to take responsibility. Now, that is in the context of marriage, right? But radical responsibility is something that a lot of us run from with our health. And what we do is we manipulate our circumstances to justify how we're feeling or what we're doing to make it right. See, 100% I could justify being angry at him, feeling like he could have done more. That's not good for me. That's not good for him. That's not good for my kids. That's not good for my marriage. That's not good for my growth. And I want you to think about this. How are you justifying patterns of behavior that aren't good for you? Well, my job is super stressful. You know what? You are still 100% responsible for how you use your time, for your attitude, the way you show up, the choices you make for your health. 100%. I just have crazy cravings. I've been an emotional eater for my whole life. Hey, you know what? It's time that you consider seriously taking radical responsibility. You can make great choices even if it's hard, even if it's uncomfortable, even if you have decades-long patterns that look different. You do not have to justify overeating because you're so tired, because you are taking care of a sick relative, because you are going through a stressful season at work. There's no growth there. There's really only decline there. That is going to take you down a path that has no benefit to you whatsoever, that makes you weaker, that makes you sicker. I got an email, and this happens a lot. This happens a lot, especially if people have, like, their kids are going through something difficult, their parents are going through something difficult, they're going through something really challenging with a friend or with their work. And she said, hey, you know, this hard thing is happening, and in response, I've just been binging and it's been out of control. The only link that exists between that circumstance and your food choices is the link that you create. You manipulate that circumstance to justify this behavior when truly they are unrelated. The hard thing is that most of us aren't willing to be honest about it because we want to be right. We need to tell ourselves, well, it's just been really hard because work is busy. Well, I just have struggled to be consistent because my kids' schedules are crazy. I just can't be consistent because I have this long history of all or nothing behavior. It doesn't have to be easy for you to do the work. It doesn't have to be convenient for you to do the work. You can take 100% ownership. You are 100% responsible for the way that you care for yourself. 100% responsible. And that honesty is uncomfortable. And that radical responsibility might sting. It stings for me. 100% it stings for me. But when you do it, it is transformative. See, I'm not saying you need to make perfect choices. I'm not saying that you can't have the margarita, but let's not blame it on your stressful day at work. I just chose it. Period. Full stop. I was talking to a client the other day, and it was actually, I was listening to a voice note from her, and it was interesting the way she kind of on her own came to her awareness of what she was doing. She started by saying, I got talked into dessert. Well, I allowed to be talked into dessert. And then like 30 seconds later, she said, it doesn't matter. I chose it, right? Like I chose to get the dessert. So often we want to say like, oh, well, you know, everybody was giving me a hard time about it or because it was somebody. Listen, you can have it, but take full responsibility for the choice. Don't blame it on the fact that you were super tired. Don't blame it on the fact that somebody suggested it or brought it in or gave it to you or you felt pressured. You chose it. Take responsibility. Even when maybe I planned to work out in the morning, but I had a kid that was up earlier than normal or something like that, I can still get a workout in that day. I don't need to blame the fact that I couldn't do my morning workout because of this situation. That's not responsible for the fact that I didn't make any time in the rest of the day. I still have full responsibility of making that happen. Think about it. In terms of money, right? You keep saying to yourself like, oh, I need to spend less. I don't need any more stuff. But then you see something and you're like, oh, that's on sale and I actually really needed that. No, you don't need it. You would be totally fine if that thing didn't exist, if that thing didn't come into your life. You want it, but you're manipulating the story and telling yourself, oh, well, I actually really need that. I've been looking for something like that. And now because it's on sale, I can do it. No, full responsibility. You don't need it. You're telling yourself you need it so that you feel justified in getting it. You don't. You can twist anything. We are masterful at this. You are, I am, we all are. Masterful at making ourselves feel like the decision we made was right, was correct, was justified. But then you're not growing because you're not taking radical responsibility. Start to pay attention to the way you make yourself right. Well, yeah, I was rude, but it was because he did this. Well, yeah, I know I said I wasn't going to have dessert, but I had a headache and I thought that, you know, the sugar might take the headache off. Or I know I said I wasn't going to eat after dinner, but I got into bed and I felt like I wasn't going to be able to sleep unless I put something on my stomach. So no, listen, stop making it right and just take radical responsibility. Radical responsibility. You know, you're doing it right when it feels really uncomfortable. Or maybe you feel embarrassed. That's certainly how I often feel in response to it. Like, ooh, that's not a good look. This practice of radical responsibility will change your life. And the way to get started is to just notice the way you justify your choices to make it seem warranted. And start paying attention to it in every area of your life. You said you'd get up at 6, but now you're justifying hitting snooze to make it the right decision, to make it a warranted decision. You said you were going to follow the golden rules of carbs and fat loss, but now you're justifying having the rice at lunch because, well, you know, I mean, I know I said, but I mean, it's better than before and it's better than like chips. You are trying to make it right. That flies in the face of radical responsibility. Start to pay attention to where this shows up in every area of your life. Work to take radical responsibility. Ask trusted people in your life to help you take radical responsibility. And if you don't feel like you have a friend or a family member who will help you do that, they're the kind of people that are like, oh, that's hard. Yeah, I get it. He's a jerk. And get a coach or a mentor who will help you do that, because it is absolutely required for you to change your life. I'll see you tomorrow.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.